Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Astro Unicorn Radio number 15. We're gonna have a little break after this episode. We start again in September, and CBS is gonna broadcast reruns of the Astro Unicorn show in the meanwhile. So, just so you know that. Gonna start with some Twilight Moose. Track called Space Boats. Uses a Roland SH-101 and a GX-3P and a TR-808.
Oh, it's hot.
Come back up. It's 106 degrees.
We fail the galaxy to the meteor found and we take our audience with us whether they want to go or not. The audience might want to be earthbound, but we being spacebound bind them to us, and thus they cannot exist because the space is a better way to travel. It keeps going out and out and further out and back. Ancient Egyptians spoke of solar boats thousands of years ago. Strange that today the world is driving three solar boats to go out and drive space. Ancient Egyptians were the first to speak of cosmic solar ships or boats. How did they know that? The meaning of the sunrise. Sunrise. To live in the spirit of the sun. I mean, the different spirit, the sun spirit, and also means favor. There are a lot of abstract feelings going on as far as names of the different states, USA. Then you take the name of Russia, USSR. USSR means USSR. That, of course, makes Russia stop. Thank you.
miniature golf course. Oh, I love miniature golf.
Yeah, I do too, but it's been closed for years. Come on.
Look, Millie.
They caught up with me.
Oh, God. They caught up with me.
Come on, will you? I told you there's cops in here.
Oh, cops.
Let's go get a beer and see who's here. You'll like it. It's air conditioned. Looks deserted. Some of the guys are probably out back riding dirt bikes, though. Yep.
What's that?
Oh, that's just Willie. She paints those weird things all over the place. This is my parking space. It's the best one. Sure don't have very many things.
Yeah, I left most of my stuff with the family I've been living with. It was old stuff anyway.
This is our mailbox. You should get yourself a little tag and put it on here so you can get your mail. Ugh, ugly underwear. Oh, good. Neiman Marcus. Shinnaker owned this place. Hi. Oh, hi, Tom. How's your cold? Go see the bedroom?
Yeah.
This is our bedroom.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
And this is my closet, and that's your closet. And this is our desk. And that's my bed, and that's your bed.
This is my bed.
Oh, Millie. Thank you. Can you sew?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can have this if you can fix it.
Thanks, Millie.
Yeah. I'm making us some tuna melts for dinner. They're real easy and they only take about 15 minutes to make. I'll tell you how so you can make them yourself in case I'm out on a date or something. First, you open all the cans and jars so you'll have them ready when you go to mix them. Then you drain a can of tuna and you dump it into a big mixing bowl. Now you add a tablespoonful of mayonnaise and some salt and pepper and you taste it to make sure it's okay. It's okay. Pretty. Next, you dice up, not chop up, some onions and some celery, and you mix them in real even so that you don't get a big bite of onion or something when you're eating it. If you don't have any onions or any celery, you can just use some dehydrated onions or some celery salt. That's what I'm doing. We didn't have any onions. How'd you like it?
Oh, great.
It's a lot better with real onions on it.
I can't tell the difference. You know what I like best about it, though?
What?
You didn't put any tomatoes in it.
Tomatoes?
I hate tomatoes. Even when I have spaghetti, I don't put tomatoes on it.
Listening to Walt Smakostrick from The Age of Candy Candy. Before that, we heard Luke Ergogol. Before that, Analogous Doom, I think. Can't remember what I played before that. We're gonna listen to a new Stinkwork track now. A really moody, bluesy, deep track. It's called Amira. It's gonna be out on Strange Life Records in the late summer or autumn. another Stinkworks. Fucking best ever Stinkworks. So good. When I hear it, I start to cry. It's called Cool Account. Check out that bass line. Unbelievable. So fucking deep this shit. Stinkworks with Kulakant. The Kulakant is a prehistoric fish that was thought to be extinct millions of years ago. Then in South Africa in the 30s they found one again. There's an amazing story behind it, but I'm not gonna bore you with that today. You can look it up in Wikipedia or something. Anyway, this track is also gonna be released on Strange Life together with the Amira track. There's also gonna be a kick-ass Syncomdata remix of the Kulakan track on it. So expect that in the late summer or autumn to hit the record stores. Now we're gonna play some stuff from Gothenburg, Sweden, from 240 Intercaptor. Some really nice soundtracky stuff. I think it's a GX3 from Roland and some other stuff. Thank you. sounds like a 60s Mort Garson electronic music. You're still listening to a 240 Interceptor from Göteborg with a track called A Strange Container. Arrives in the harbor, the Göteborg harbor probably. Before that you hear the same guy with a track called De La Pegagus or something. Play another analogous Doom track for good measure. This one is called the Third Decanat or something.
Chillin'. is on my head, and the music sounds so good, cause the sun is just like this.
The galaxies through the medium of sound and take our audiences with us whether they want to go or not. The audience might want to be earthbound, but we being spacebound bind them to us, and thus they cannot resist, because the space way is the better way to travel. It keeps going out and out and further out than that. The ancient Egyptians spoke of solar boats thousands of years ago. Strange that today the world is striving to create solar boats to go out into outer space. The ancient Egyptians were the first to speak of cosmic solar ships or boats. How did they know this? The meaning of the sun ra. The sun ra means the living the spirit or the sun spirit. The sun ra means the living spirit or the sun spirit. And it also means Pharaoh in one language. There are a lot of abstract dealings going on as far as names are concerned. Take, for instance, the name of the United States, USA. Then you take the name of Russia, USSR. Well, USSR means U.S. senior. That, of course, makes Russia the father. Of course, in the Russian language, it's not USSR. But according to the way the United States is written, it is USSR. And words are very important. They can lift or destroy. One day, I left all of my relatives and friends in the burning city, which is called the Magic City, because the space forces kept me in the space wisdom beam, and the beam led me to Chicago. In Chicago, I introduced space music. I played many places there. Then I went to Montreal, Canada, where it was also said my music was too far. Finally, I came to New York, and here I am, although I was always told, don't go there. So being a rebel, I decided I would come anyway. I have met some opposition from advisors who do not wish me to wear outer space costumes, but the space age calls for space wear, and after all, my space wear is the casual type, that is, far out. In a cool manner. I like New York because it is getting ready to really live. All that it has been cannot compare to what it shall be after it becomes receptive of my space music, of course. I have made records for Transition, Saturn, and Savoy. The Savoy album is the last of the lot. I have a proposition for Earth. I just don't like the name Earth because its history is too furiously wrong. So I want them to change the name Earth to the name Sun Ra, or just Ra. Then, of course, I could do some things for them, like giving the space wisdom and the space music and
stop them from wearing their old-fashioned Earth Age clothes when the clothes that they're wearing now are Earth Age clothes, and they belong to the past. So if I could get them to look toward the future and be part of the future, of course, they could live in a different way from anything they ever suspected they could live.
The sound of joy. The sound of joy is enlightenment. The space fire truth is enlightenment. Space fire sometimes is music.
Which is taboo. Because the past is the past. And the future is the future. The eternity of the limited past was for those who were taught the limited darkness. The unlimited reach of the future is another kind of forever. There is an inner darkness, and there is an outer darkness. Those who become subjects of the inner darkness dwell therein. Those who become subjects of the outer darkness shall dwell thereout. Out is the way of the outer, and in the way of the inner. The end of the inner end is different from the end of the outer end, because the outer end is the outer on. Yes, out is the outer, and in is the inner. The way out is the way to living, breathing life. Let's bless the damned air and claim the right to be a part of the outer heavens and outer space, that we might live and breathe and be eternally alive forever. Let's blast the damned air, the imprisoning circle that bans the earth with the echoes of the dead truth of the damned word. Let the light shine upon the darkness that enchains the meaning of the knowledge that has been used as the law to destroy.
Darkness when there is no sun. The sky is a sea of darkness when there is no sun to light the way. When there is no sun to light the way, there is no day. Sea of darkness when there is no sun. The sky is a sea of darkness when there is no sun to light the way. When there is no sun to light the way, there is no day. There is no day. Darkness.
We will be back in September. Have a nice day.